This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. The Joint Legislative Committee on the Budget meets Friday to acknowledge the state collected $315 million less in revenue than needed for fiscal year 2016. Governor John Bel Edwards.
We've already pretty much talked through that, and we're going to have proposals for them to consider very, very shortly.
The governor isn't revealing any details, partly because last fiscal year's shortfall in revenue is just part of the problem.
We believe that there will be a shortfall in the current fiscal year as well that's going to have to be addressed.
For the current fiscal year, which began July 1st, the state is anticipating about $9.6 billion in revenue. However, collections through the first 4 months indicate Louisiana could come up short by as much as $1 billion.
We don't have enough definition around the current mid-year, but we do know at present revenue is not coming in the way it was forecasted.
But first, they have to deal with the prior year shortfall.
We're going to take them sequentially.
So what happened? As State Representative John Schroeder said near the end of the second special session,
we've raised a couple $100 million, so there's enough money.
But at last week's revenue estimating conference, legislative fiscal analyst Greg Albrecht pointed to jobs.
The employment picture is really the root of all of this, that we've been in a real decline, whereas the rest of the country has not.
Louisiana has the third highest unemployment rate at 6.4%. Commissioner of Administration Jay Darden will unveil proposals for resolving last year's deficit to the JLCB Friday. In a statement released Tuesday, the governor said that plan will not involve cuts to TOPS. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.